face over the past 3 months since he'd moved in, something she'd thought long and hard about before agreeing to. Her personal space was her sanctuary, and trusting him enough to share it with him was not something she'd taken lightly, considering her past experiences. 6 years earlier, Cassie had had her heart broken by her first love, and had struggled for months to regain her shattered confidence and begin to believe that she could rebuild her life. The experience had left her wary of fully trusting people and determined never to allow herself to be so vulnerable again. After almost a year of throwing herself into work and focusing on healing, she had taken a leap of faith and moved her growing jewellery business to trendy Leith, Edinburgh's former port district. She had set up a studio in a converted tobacco warehouse on Commercial Street, blowing her life savings and taking a hefty mortgage on the loft on nearby shore. She had met Stuart almost a year ago at a concert, and their relationship had moved fast, much faster than would have made Cassie comfortable in the past. His folk trio was going from strength to strength, booking many of the best venues in the city. He was a typical creative, with big dreams that drove him, and little time for, or understanding of, the effect that his tumultuous, nocturnal lifestyle had on those around him. But he had a lust for life that was contagious, and he was handsome, which didn't hurt. He could make Cassie laugh too, a major factor in what drew her to him. However, Stuart was also a slob. His clothes, shoes, slew of guitars and wads of music were habitually strewn across the floor, dumped on the coffee table, or left in corners cluttering up the place. Cassie couldn't get used to seeing her orderly home in this unkempt state, and while she was happy that Stuart had moved in, his untidiness was a bugbear that was beginning to cause tension between them. Tonight, after a disturbed night's sleep followed by a long day at the studio, her patience was at a particularly low ebb. She had been working on the final designs for a new bracelet collection, long after the rest of her team had left to enjoy the remains of the weekend. When a launch was approaching, there were few days off to be had for any of them. She had eventually walked home in the pounding rain, watching the Saturday night lights of the building surrounding the water of Leith shimmering on the rippling surface to her left, like clusters of floating stars. Now, as Cassie's eyes adjusted to the darkness of the room, the wall of windows at the far side of the living area framed the moody night sky. Sighing, she kicked a rumpled trainer that sat squarely between her and the fridge, where the last of a bottle of buttery Chardonnay was calling her name. A few moments earlier, startled by the screech of a police siren, she twisted her ankle on the cobbled street outside her building, and now it was throbbing as she hobbled over to the kitchen area. She flicked on the light, slipped off her shoes, dumped her wet coat and bag on one of the high stools at the long marble-topped island, and opened the fridge. Grabbing the wine bottle, a glass, a bag of frozen peas and a tea towel, she hopped over to the sofa. Sinking into the soft leather, she wrapped the peas in the towel, then put her foot on the coffee table, knocking some sheets of music onto the floor. As she moulded the cold parcel around her ankle, the shock of the chill on her skin made her gasp. As she poured the remainder of the wine into the glass and took a long swallow, her mind went back to the previous night and to her sister, Isla. Waking like that had really thrown Cassie. The sense that Isla was in trouble so overwhelming that Cassie had been unable to go back to sleep, having no means of contacting her sister at 5 a.m. Cassie had showered and dressed, quickly tiptoeing out of the flat without waking Stuart, so that she could work for a couple of hours at the studio alone before the team arrived. Her day had fast become so hectic that she hadn't had a chance to try to trace Isla. But Cassie had been unable to get her sister out of her mind. Now, with Stuart playing at a gig in the Edinburgh Festival until the wee hours, his absence and the associated silence provided the perfect time to try again.